Holland played well today. You know, I think the two lads who scored runs, they're good players. You know, one South African lad and an Australian lad. And this Holland side, actually, is probably the strongest Holland side there's been for a long time, if not ever. They've got a few imports, but that doesn't matter because it makes them a strong side. So it's no disgrace in losing. It's disappointing, but it was a bit farcical towards the end because the more it rained, the better the wicket got because it came onto the bat nicely. And obviously it was really awkward to grip the ball as well as field the ball. But no excuses, beating fair and square. And particularly them two lads, they played ever so well, hit the ball cleanly as well as obviously running well between the wickets.
172 off 27. That looked a good total.
I thought the you could see how we struggled early on. The wicket was dead slow early on, and it seemed, and we picked up our innings towards the end as the rain got on the wicket, and there was a total contrast in the way that the wicket played, because our guys going in towards the end found suddenly they could hit the ball nicely, whereas the openers couldn't do that. But that meant that Holland had got an opportunity to bat when the wicket was at its best, so that did make life difficult. 172, the tempo of the innings, we sort of saved wickets in hands to get runners towards the end, and we did just that. So still a bit disappointing, but you know, we were outbeaten today by two guys who played really well, 160 not out and 180 not out.
Back to four-day cricket and back to New Road. You'll be pleased to be back there on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, fantastic work to get us back there from all concerned, and it's nice to be back to our home. And it's quite sad when you see the sights of the ground flooded and all the sort of effort that has to go into getting things out of the way as well as putting things back. But maybe it'll be all worthwhile if the sun can please shine on Wednesday against Surrey.
The problem, probably your problem, is having time in the middle, not just your first team, because like the second team game was completely rained off this week, so anybody that's a little bit out of form, say Alexi Cavesi, doesn't get any batting at all, does he?
Yeah, exactly, and it was so disappointing that we couldn't get any cricket at Ombersley last week. It's not just Alexi, but all the lads really, and you know, there's a Gareth Andrew there champing at the bit to get some cricket under his belt and force his way back into the team and prove his fitness. So there's a few players who are desperate, but we'd also like them playing because we want some competition for places. And if guys are struggling in the first team, then we want our second team lads to be scoring runs and taking wickets. That way then there's a lot of pressure on the guys to maintain their position in the team.
Looking at Surrey this week, you were in a decent position down there. Could well have won that one.
Seems an age ago, doesn't it?
Yeah. Two floods ago, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we were playing well, weren't we, the second innings, and we looked good. The wicket had quietened down a little bit, but the manner in which Daryl Mitchell and Mike Klinger played was superb. And we were well on course, but like I say, it does seem like forever ago, and it is history. So it's a fresh start, starting on Wednesday, and they'll come here, I know, with a strong batting side, and we're going to have our wits about us to deal with their attack as well.
Alan Richardson, you rested him today. Will he be fit for the game?
Yeah, Alan will be fit. He's great, and he just keeps rolling in. And he's 37 now. He had his birthday the other day down at Lord's. So we've oiled the Zimmer frame, and he'll be coming in and obviously champing at the bit to get another 5-wicket haul, which is what he's got. Keeps getting so far. He's amazing. He really is. And I've set him a tough task this year, but he looks like blooming getting it.
Well, Kevin Peterson's supposed to be playing for Surrey. Will that give you any extra impetus, or does it make no difference whatsoever, the Peterson factor?
Not really, no. I think he'll potentially put a few more bums on seats, which is great for us here at Worcester. And you know, Kev's a really good player. He's done so many things in the game so far, which have been tremendous, and you know, hopefully he won't get too many runs against Worcester, but if he does, it'll be entertaining. And it's nice to see Test players playing county cricket. You know, we've just seen a game where Brodie and Swanee have been playing for Nottinghamshire, and Jimmy Anderson against them for Lancashire, and you know, that's what we want to see as members of the public and people involved in county cricket, because they're our stars and they're our England players, and to see Kevin play at New Road against Worcester is quite a, you know, a terrific thing for any young or old supporter, and let's just hope we don't get too many.